Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Thank you.
And we worship you today. We worship you today. Come on, thank you, God. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together as we glorify the name of our God. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't stop praising. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Let's welcome the Spirit of the Lord in this place. Help me sing this morning. Welcome into reading And Sister Kamisha, come with our opening prayer. Following that, we will have a congregational song.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all. I'll be reading Proverbs 23, verses 22 through 25. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Give the truth and never sell it. Also give wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise.
Come on here.
So give your father and mother joy.
Yeah.
May she who gave you birth be happy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
With thanksgiving on our hearts and praise on our lips, oh God. We come to bless your holy name, oh God, for this is the day that you have made. Oh God, we come today lifting you up just to magnify and bless your name here. Oh God, we thank you for this day, May 14th. 13. Amen. We thank you for this Sunday in May that we celebrate our mothers, oh God. We thank you for their lives, oh God. We thank you for the wisdom that they pour into us, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We come to ask you to touch Deacon Gwynn, oh God.
Yes.
Dear God, give him a healing, oh God. Touch his body now, God. Touch him, oh God. We ask you to touch his caregivers, oh God, that they may meet his ever need, oh God. We give you praise and glory and honor this morning, oh God, for Mother Globian and the
Glad,
yeah.
It's so good to see Minister Christopher Amen. Many women, amen. Amen. It's good to see you, and it's good to see James and Sister Shelly Campbell, amen. Be able to worship with all of you, amen. That not only members, their family, amen. Amen. So those are our cousins, and so we are. That's my cousin, Brother Kim and Z. So we're truly grateful to God that we are able to be here on today to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow night, these are announcements for this morning. Tomorrow night from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Powell's Bookstore on West Burnside, Portland's own Renee Watson will be reading from her new book. Portland's own Renee Watson. Come on. Woo. She'll be reading from her new book, Skin and Bones. It is a soulful and lyrical novel exploring sisterhood, motherhood, faith, love, and ultimately what gets passed down from one generation to the next.
Yeah.
Now that's important.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we every Wednesday from 6:45 to 8 p.m. for prayer and Bible study.
Amen.
We will be meeting here.
Amen.
Join us in the hugging saw for some good fellowship.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 April 2024 marked 19 years of our pastor serving as our lead servant. Come on, come on. Woo! Due to vacation, sickness, and out-of-town assignment, we didn't get the opportunity to shower her with words of encouragement, thank yous, and gifts. Well, next Sunday, May 19th, during our morning worship, we will have the opportunity to love on our pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The 40th church anniversary. Yeah, that's it. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. The meeting will meet this Tuesday, May 16th at 7 p.m. by Zoom. All team members are asked to please be present. If you have any students that will be graduating, please give their names to Mother Gloria.
Yes.
Yes. Before Sunday, May 26th. After our benediction in the vestibule, our pastor has gifts on the table for every mother.
Amen.
Here today. Happy Mother's Day from Pastor Black and the entire GSS Church family.
Amen.
This concludes our announcement. Let us govern ourselves accordingly.
Amen.
Today is Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yes, all right. Amen, amen. Those of you who have mothers that are living, love on them.
Amen.
Let's give them their flowers now while they're living. Not while she's in the grave, but now. And remember, mothers are like buttons. We know how to hold things together.
All right.
All right. Amen. Blessings.
I want to take up this time to welcome any visitors that we have joining us on Blog Talk. If there's anyone worshiping with us for the first time, we would like to bring you on live. Excuse me. You can press 1 on your phone. We can bring you on live, and you can say hello, good afternoon to us, and greet us. While we're waiting, if anyone that's here, that doesn't live here, that's not here on a regular basis, not often anybody on the spot. If anybody would like to say anything, you're welcome to agree with us at this time here in the sanctuary. If there's anyone that wants to say something, feel free.
Thank you for putting me on the spot. It's a pleasure, it's an honor, it's a privilege to be back in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome thing to see that you guys are still, even in older age.
Come on here.
Yeah. About the ones who persevere to the end.
Yeah.
So I see perseverance when I look.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I can only hope to obtain what you guys as graceful as y'all are when it comes to this thing right here.
Amen.
And God is faithful, so
yes,
I know that he will help me endure as you guys have endured. And so it's just a good thing to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Babies, amen. Man, Mr. Christopher was a part of the Mighty Voices, amen. Back in the 80s.
No, in the 90s.
Okay.
Back in the 90s.
She's talking about HR.
Well, you should have came on. We're going to thank
some
more.
But we're so glad that you are here to celebrate and worship with us today and then be here to celebrate your mom.
Amen. Amen.
That is the son of our very own Elder Pastor.
Amen.
Brother James, can you tell us all about the second thing?
Oh, you got the last name wrong. It's McClinton.
Okay. So I'll talk to you later because you said Campbell yesterday. Do we have anybody on the line?
No.
James, would you like to talk? Shelly can't talk anymore. You all right? He's quiet. He's quiet. Amen.
Amen.
Mother Glow, would you like to say something, love? Because God, this is good ground. God,
yes,
prosperous ground. So as those that are coming today, those that are sending their tithes and offerings,
yeah,
to keep, bless their home and an abundance, Father.
Yeah.
Let the finances, God, be released. Let there be no lack in their home, God.
Yeah.
Because you have not fallen short of your word, God. Yeah. You said you would supply all of our needs according to your redeeming name. We pray to you all praise and honor that we do unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, family. Let's give.
Thank you. Thank you. we could do, oh God, for ourselves, oh God. Oh, Lord God, we may not move as fast as we used to, but we're still moving for you, oh God. We are still glorifying you, oh God. We are still honoring you, Lord God, because it is you who has brought us to this day. Oh, Lord God, let it go down that we have said it is because of you we are here today, Lord God, and we come to honor you, Lord God. Lord, not only that, but we come to hear a word from the Lord today. Lord, that you would feed our spirits, oh God. Feed it with the word of God according to your will, oh God. Lord God, use the woman to bring the word of God today, oh God. For Lord God, we are in need of a blessing today. Lord, our God, our country and so many other things, you know our heart's desire. But for those who are here before you, Lord God, let your kingdom come, Lord God. Let your will be done, oh God. For Lord God, it is your power that we seek. It is your glory. We stand to give you the glory. We stand to give you the honor and the praise. Lord God, we as your mothers, we thank you for the children, Lord God, that you have blessed us with. You kept us all year long, Lord God. Some we may not be here next year, so we're going to give you our praise today, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We bless you, oh God. And we give your name the glory and praise. Now, Lord God, as we have come to worship and praise you, Lord God, pour out your blessings, as the sisters say, Lord, according to your perfect will, Lord God, in your time and in your way, because your ways are past finding out, Lord God. And you do exceedingly and abundantly above what we ask, Lord God. You go above and beyond. And for that, we are eternally grateful. So, Lord God, as we come before your altar, be glorified, oh God. Be exalted and lifted high. And, Lord God, we ask it all in the name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. And we give your name the praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, with grateful heart. And we bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory we won. I could go on and on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, his gratefulness. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father, for what we have experienced thus far in our worship experience. We pray now, God, that you would continue to have your way among us, that your will continue to be done. We'll be so careful to give you all glory and all honor, because it all belongs to you. I decrease now that you may increase, Father. Hide me now, Lord God, that your people will hear your voice. Your people will see your glory. Your people will see and feel your hand, God, as you move about in this place. And God, I thank you and I praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our lesson this morning comes from the book of Romans. Chapter 10. I need you all to get a pen. I need you to just get a pen. Don't worry about getting out your book, but I need you to get a pen. Deaconess, can you make sure everybody has a pen? If you don't have a pen, please raise your hand. Okay, I got two on three on this side. Is no pen in the pew in front of you? Okay. I got some pens right here. Mother Glow got a pen right there. There's some here. Okay, there's three right here. Yeah, make sure they work, because they've been up here, so I don't know. But our lesson this morning comes from the book of Romans, The title of this lesson, it says Salvation for All Who Believe. And Brother Chris, we've been preaching and teaching from our Sunday school material. And the purpose of doing that is so that people can come prepared, they can have read the lesson, and they leave with a better understanding of what the lesson is. And then when pastor preaches, they can take notes while pastor is preaching, and then they go home and reread it again. And the purpose of that is for application. Somebody say application. So many times we go to churches and the pastor preach, and it go in one ear and out the other, and we take notes, and I've done it a million times. I got a whole bunch of notebooks. They got folk sermons in it. But some of it I've been able to apply to my life, and some of it I haven't. Why? Because I put that notebook down. But we've been carrying this book with us for a year, and we got some good notes. Romans was written by who? Paul. Now, last week in Luke and Acts, Paul was Saul. And he was the biggest threat. I have to remember, we on the radio. I feel like walking, mother. Have to remember that Paul was the biggest threat to the early church. The man that we are named after, Stephen, Paul made sure that he was stoned. And Stephen was the first martyr of the Christian church. A martyr is a person who dies for what they believe in. They die for the cause in which they believe in. And so Paul was responsible for Stephen being stoned to death, many being stoned, many being thrown in jail. But he had a conversion. Somebody say conversion. And something happened to him that only God could do. He was riding on a donkey on his way to kill some more people and make sure some more people got put in jail. And the donkey got beside himself and said, "What are you doing riding on me?" And he bucked and he bucked and he threw him off. And when he got on the ground and looked up, he was blind. And you know what he did? You know what he said? What did he say, Elder? He said, "Lord." Where he get the Lord from? You walking around here killing folks that's saying, "Lord." You walking around here saying that Jesus doesn't even exist because we had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and y'all want to talk about Jesus? Jesus was just like me, a man, born of a man and a woman. And y'all want to say he's God and human. So where did he get Lord from? Oh, the Holy Ghost be working on you, even when you don't want it to be, because he knows more than you know. So he laying here on the ground, he blind, and he says, "Lord." You know, we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a forgiving God. We serve a compassionate God. So you know what he did? He heard his cry. He said, "What's going on?" He said, "I can't see. I'm blind." He said, "Get up and go to whose house? Go to Ananias. He's waiting for you." Now, when I think about that story, I can't help but to remember when Jesus sent the disciples to go get the donkey. The man knew that they was coming, and the donkey was already right there waiting on them. Ain't God good? If God sends you somewhere, you best believe he's already prepared the way for you. You ain't got to try to figure it out. And so when Saul got up off the ground, he went to Ananias. Now, you know, Brother Kim, can I share your testimony? Okay. Y'all know Brother Kimmins has been legally blind for some years. Okay. And he told us last night, he said, "This is not a good feeling. I don't like this feeling of being blind." This man, Saul, was blind instantly, Brother Kimmins. Instantly,
He went from seeing the donkey he was riding on now to trying to figure out where the donkey went. And is there anybody standing around here to rob me and kill me? Because I ain't killed so many folks, mamas, daddies, brothers, sisters, cousins. Come on, y'all, better help me make this real for us. So he is in fear because he can't see. So the Lord told him, get up and go to Ananias' house. So he gets to Ananias' house. And Ananias wasn't afraid of him because normally people was afraid of Saul. Because Saul would kill you if you was a worshiper of the true and living God. And so Ananias knew he was coming, so he wasn't afraid of him. And he said, what do you have need of? Because I can't see. I was struck blind. And the voice sent me here to you. And the next thing we read is he received his sight. He received his sight, and then he changed his name. Y'all remember that song, I'm not what I used to be? I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I used to be. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. People I used to hang around with, I don't. Come on, y'all. Yeah, well, y'all must not have been converted. Y'all must not. Y'all still must be doing that same old stuff. Amen. Amen. When I wasn't saved, I would cuss you out in a minute. When I wasn't saved, I would talk about you to your face and behind your back. But when I gave my life to Jesus, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. Things I used to say, I don't say no more. So that's how Paul was. He had been converted, and he now on a mission. And now he's become the greatest blessing to the body of Christ by writing over one-third of the New Testament to help us live holy, to live righteous, to live blameless in this corrupt and perverse nation. So I have a question. I want to do something a little different. How many of you have ever led anyone to salvation? All right. We've got a couple of hands. Good. I want to help us out. Elder Manyweather, in the big black bag, there are some Ziploc bags. Can you and Brother Farrell split those and make sure everybody gets a Ziploc bag? I ask you to get a pen and just grab them all, sis. Yep. Everyone gets a bag. Y'all going to get a taste. Mother Kimmy say when I go out of town, I cut up and act up. And so I'm going to give y'all a taste of my cut up. Amen. Life is a puzzle. You got to figure out where you fit in. Sometimes you don't fit in places that you go, right? And so I wanted today to present to us this puzzle. This is Romans Road to Salvation. I'm going to give you the scriptures, and then we're going to go home. Amen?
Amen.
This puzzle will help you be able to lead someone to salvation. You will have the tools you need. Amen? The front of the puzzle says Romans Road to Salvation. In the first box, the puzzle piece to your left, the top left corner, I want you to write everyone sins. Write it small because I'm going to give you the verse. Everyone sins. Be careful with your puzzle because you don't want it to come apart. Everyone sins. And then underneath there you put 3 and 23. All of these scriptures come from the book of Romans. This is Romans Road to Salvation. In the second 3:23. 3:23.
you write everybody's sin, and then you write 323. Romans is in the middle of the puzzle, okay? Your second piece, right next to the everyone is sin, you write no one is perfect. Right across. We're going straight across. No one is perfect. Number two, see? Number two, the second one. No one is perfect. That's 3 and 10. Y'all need another pen back there?
Okay.
Here you go, Brother Farrell. Here's two more. Okay. 3 and 10. No one is perfect. Here you go, Brother Farrell. Your next pen, your next pen. In the right corner, top, 3 and 10. In the right corner, people in Christ are free. People in Christ are free. People in Christ are free. That's 8 and 1. 8 and 1. Now the second down, let's go down, right next to Romans Road to Salvation. Are y'all with me right here, the second one? We're going to write, God so loved us. God so loved us. And that's 5 and 8. 5 and 8. No, you're fine. That's okay. Yeah, you might need to use your book to hold it under, maybe. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, got you. Something hard. Okay. God so loved us. 5 and 8. God so loved us. 5 and 8. And then in the middle, you have what? All right. The next one is sin is death. Sin is death. That's 5 and 12. Sin is death. 5 and 12. Now, on the left bottom corner, Jesus is life. Jesus is life. And that's 6 and 23. 6 and 23. Right underneath Romans Road to Salvation, we're going to write, this is a big one, confess and believe to be saved. Confess and believe to be saved. That's 10 and 9. Confess and believe to be saved. 10 and 9. And the last one is call upon his name. Call upon his name. That's 10 and 13. The Bible tells us that the harvest is ripe. and the laborers are few. And we are supposed to pray to the Lord of the harvest. 10 and 13. We are supposed to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. And we are fishers of men and women. And if you don't know how to fish, y'all look at here. If you don't know how to fish, how he gonna send them in? Because we're supposed to go out. Come on now. When Peter walked out on the water, he said, Lord, let me do it too. Y'all been seeing them TikTok videos? Y'all, I can't think of what his name is now. He's an actor, but he does spoken word. And I heard him do Matthew 17, where Peter asked Jesus to walk on water. But Peter had to ask to allow it to happen. And once Jesus gave him permission, he couldn't stay on the boat. He had to get out of the boat to be able to walk on the water. And when he got out the boat, his eyes was on Jesus. And as long as his eyes was on Jesus, he was able to walk on water. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. If we don't learn how to lead people to salvation in here, we got to learn how to do it. When we get out there, to go get them, they won't come because we won't know what we're talking about. We got to be equipped to do the work that we're called to do. And if we go out there and he will reward us because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Jesus is calling. Amen. So let us continue to study our scriptures, study our word, that we may be equipped to help lead someone to Christ. All of the scriptures today were found in the book of Romans. Romans 10 and 13. Romans 10 and 9.
I
want to be correct. Okay. That's right, Mother. Romans 10 and 9. Is there anyone here today who has never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? We dare not leave and not extend to you the opportunity to get to know who Jesus is. We've been singing about him all day. We read about him. We talked about him. Maybe you don't know him. Maybe you've never confessed him as your Lord and Savior. If you are here today, we want to make that appeal to you to come and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Father, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, for saving us, for dying on the cross, for the remission of our sins, and for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you. Most of all, we thank you because God so loved us that he so freely gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross, to redeem us from sin, death, the grave, and hell. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we bless your name now. We pray that as we go home with these puzzle pieces, we will study the scripture, that we would hide your word in our heart, that we may help lead others to you, And for those of us who have led people to Christ before, may we be encouraged to do it more and not just wait, but let us move with boldness and move with fervency, Father, because time is not as long as it has been and it's not as short as it's going to get. You will eventually get sick and tired of the wars and the rumors of the wars and the lies and the plagues and the evil and the hatredness and the racism and the prejudice and the backbiting, the lying, the gossiping, the whoremongering, the drunkard, the thief. You will eventually get tired. You will part the heavens and have one foot on the earth and one foot in glory. You will tell Gabriel to go and blow that trumpet. And then where will they hide? Where will they run to? So, Father, equip us to be busy being about our Father's business.
Yeah.
That we may compel men and women and boys and girls to come to you. And we will be equipped, knowledge and wisdom to do all things decent and in order. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm going to ask if Mother Kimmins and Mother Harris can come and sit on this front row. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we ask and walk from another. Amen. Amen. Elder, you can put my purse on the row behind you. Amen.
Sister Tamisha, can you do Revelation 14? Hold that. Every year for Mother's Day, we bless our mother of our church, Mother Glow.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory.